You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. Democracy advocates are predicting that votes on changing the filibuster rules and a subsequent vote to pass the S-1 for the People Act are expected in the United States Senate by the end of July, with President Biden's speech last week calling for the passage of the landmark Voting Rights, Money in Politics, Ethics Reform, and Election Modernization Bill. Negotiations behind the scenes have ramped up to change the filibuster rules. Carve-outs have made changes to the filibuster in the past, allowing simple majority votes when approving federal judges or budgets, for instance. Senator Joe Manchin expressed openness to a 55-vote majority to end the filibuster, but that would still not be enough given the red wall of Republican opposition to the For the People Act, the provisions of which would derail state legislature efforts to tighten voting around the U.S. Vice President Harris is reportedly making the rounds among her former Senate colleagues, trying to determine what changes senators would make. New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen has called for the elimination of the filibuster in past years, and Senator Maggie Hassan recently expressed a willingness to consider a standing filibuster, but is unwilling to do away with the filibuster entirely, citing its role in enforcing bipartisanship. It is still unclear as to the extent to which our U.S. senators are willing to fight for the protection of voters and the electoral system. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.